The most important activity in this business is showing the opportunity to a potential consultant and letting them decide whether this is something they want to do. It's the single most important thing, and if you're not spending 98% of your time doing that and doing it properly, you won't be successful in this business. So we're going to take you today through our process for how to present this opportunity to a new consultant. And it's really pretty simple. There's an invitation that you've got to make. Okay, you've got to go out and ask somebody to take a look at the business. Then there has got to be some sort of presentation of the information. Somebody's got to see a video or a live business presentation or get on a conference call or have a one-on-one or go over a flip chart with you. There's got to be a presentation. Then there's got to be a follow-up where ultimately you ask that person if they're ready to get started. And then you've got to overcome any objections that they have. And that's the entire process. So we're going to take you through step by step today how to make a proper invitation. We're going to explain the difference to you between an invitation and a presentation. And then we're going to help you understand how to follow up, ask for a decision, and overcome objections. Those are the five most important things that you will do in this business. And if you learn to do them appropriately and often, you can achieve financial freedom in this business. And guys, listen, it's not that hard. That's the thing. What I see over and over again is people get in our business and they don't go to training and they don't internalize this information and they just get out there and try to do it the way they think is best. And it just ends up in frustration and ineffectiveness. There's a proper way to do this business. And the reason that I know that is because we've spent years, the leadership team that we have in the field in this business and myself have had years to figure out how to do this. It's not that we just invented something that we want you to do. We, through trial and error, have figured out over the years what works. And we're sharing that with you. One of the neatest stories I've ever heard, the guy that started Kinko's, ultimately sold to FedEx, huge company. He was a high school dropout, uneducated. You know, a lot of people just had written him off. He had dyslexia, and he had a learning disability, and so school just wasn't his thing. But he liked hanging around campus because that's where all the co-eds were. And so he ended up figuring out a way to create a business at his local campus that allowed him to make enough money to stay there. And it was a little place where students could go make copies of their research papers and flyers and all these things. And then he started franchising that. One of the fastest growing franchises in the history of the United States, and he attributed the success of it to one thing. He had a Monday conference call with all his franchisees every Monday morning. When there were two franchises, he had the call, and then when there were 200, he had the call. And they talked about two things. They talked about what was working and what wasn't working. And as a group, the ones who hadn't even tried the bad stuff just wrote that down and remembered not to try it. And the ones that were using stuff that worked would share it with everybody else, and those people immediately put that into action. And he attributed the growth of his company, which he ultimately sold for hundreds of millions of dollars to FedEx, to that one thing. The sharing of information about what works and what doesn't work. That's what you're here this morning to learn. What years of trial and error have taught us. And what you're going to get is a bulletproof way to be excellent at this business. All you have to do is put into practice what you learned here today.